You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and we're back with Allison Holtkamp, director of SAME, Local Stories of Gender-Based Violence. I was saying the title wrong. And actors Donnie Gott and Christine Carpenter. The performance is this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Perseverance Theater. This next question is to all three of you. What would you say to someone who is afraid for any reason or reasons to come to the performance?
I would say that on my end as the director, I feel like the stories that I've heard and seen, all the participants have taken great care in writing their stories. And also, Donnie and I went to AWARE to watch a webinar on storytelling about gender-based violence. And there were four sessions. And the biggest takeaway that I got from that webinar and what I've tried to give to the participants is that these stories, of course, don't have happy endings. But I hope that people can walk away with a feeling of strength and hope. So I would say that if you're scared of that, there is a sense of community and hope that I want to sort of, I hope that the production will give a sense of hope.
As I wasn't involved in the inception of this project or its idea. But when I met with Allison after she reached out to me and asked if I would be willing to participate, there has been also great care done by both Allison and Donnie in order to make us, the performers, feel really safe. And so I think that just from my experience that there is some safety that is there. I will also say that as a person who struggles with mental health issues at times, if you are nervous about coming, I would really encourage you to come. And we have said, or Allison has told me too, that there anyone is allowed to leave at any time. There's no shame in that. And hopefully, though, you don't feel the need to do that, because I believe you've read all of the stories and there's nothing like, there's no like hate shame or anything like that. That's like, or,
right.
But there might be trigger.
Yes. And that's important it's important to know that going in, to know yourself, and you can leave at any moment. And the participants know that there may be audience members that might have to leave. And also the same goes for the performers. I've said at any point you cannot participate. You might get up on stage and then you can leave, and that's okay. I've tried to have this project have the least amount of stress and the least pressure, because, I mean, you don't need that in these experiences, and it should be because you want to. It's also difficult because at the same time, I want an audience, and I would love for there to be an audience. So I hope that people will be there, and I understand that the subject matter is scary. I mean, it's not like they're looking at the poster and it says gender-based violence. I love that show. But it is, I feel like it's important. And I think that, I think it will be good. Now, at the same time, you have to know yourself and understand that if it's not something that's for you, that's okay.
Donnie, anything to add?
You guys said everything beautifully. I will say what I say to myself in performing this, and what I say to my daughters when they are scared to do something, is that to know something is scary and to do it anyway, going in well equipped, of course, is that's bravery, and it makes you brave to face scary things. And with that in mind, you can leave, and there will be a representative from AWARE at the performance should anyone need someone immediately. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this, but audience members will be asked to leave if we have people who aren't being respectful of the space.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, Allison, in addition to your credentials as an actor and a director, you also perform around town as a part of Club Baby Seals, a stand-up comedian. And gender-based violence is a very serious topic, as we all know. But is there room for humor in the discussion?
I absolutely think so. And it's been kind of like a weird byproduct of this process to know that, hey, guys, include humor in it as a relief for everyone. And I really learned that from Britta from Aware. She's become sort of a hero to me over the last year. We did the Safe Bars training back in the spring to try to get bars downtown to have their staff undergo sexual assault bystander intervention training. And when we were doing the training for 2 days, it was sort of tense. There were a lot of trigger warnings. And after all of those warnings, she said, guys, don't be afraid of humor in this. And when she said that, everyone relaxed and we were able to face it with a little bit more comfort. Also, as far as comedy and essentially the Me Too movement, a few months back in January, I was talking to Molly Smith, who is the founder of Perseverance Theater. I was casually saying to her, and she's incredible. Now she's the artistic director of Arena Stage in D.C. She's a big deal. And I was like, I'm a comedian in Juno, and felt like an idiot. But that's not unusual. But she said, how do you feel comedy is responding to the Me Too movement? And in that moment, I had no idea. But since then, I've observed Tig Notaro, who will be here on October 11th.
Thank you.
Fundraiser for K2. Mm-hmm. She is responding in an amazing way in her comedy. Hannah Gadsby, who is a comedian, she has a Netflix special, Nanette. And it's that special has inspired me to claim these stories in comedy and in various art forms, because I think for me and for a lot of the people that I know that have had these experiences is that we hold them inside and often they get calcified and turned into nothing. And so I hope that in my limited idiot talents that I can turn it into something. So
thanks, Allison. I don't think you're an idiot. The performance, as we've mentioned a couple times already, we brought up Aware, a local organization aiding women in abuse and rape emergencies, although their services are available to all, not only women. How were they involved and also not involved in the development of this production?
They have been an incredible resource and have made me think about things that wouldn't even cross my mind. I mean, like I said, this had a really bad name to begin with.
Can you tell us what the...
It was going to be called Blood Rooms. And some people are still calling that.
That show will happen one day.
And I will be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, my gee, my headphones fell off on that
and
one.
I was like, from the beginning, I'm like, that name is not changing. I was like holding tight to the name. But then I talked to Owen at Aware, who's been a great resource. And he was like, that's real trauma that you're facing. And I was like, oh, hence the idiot. And he's right. And so they've been a great resource in saying, like, this is scary stuff, so don't advertise it as scary, you know? And so we worked hard to make sure that we had a good name and that the poster was soft, and that has really influenced the production. So they have been a great resource that way. But also, it's very important to mention that they did not source any of the stories. Aware takes confidentiality the most seriously. So all of the stories have been sourced from people I know personally. It's been a very personal project. So I just want to make very clear that Aware is here for the audience and the participants for advocacy and support, and always there should anyone be triggered or traumatized.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate and think it's very important to reiterate that they had nothing to do with sourcing the stories. Their confidentiality is of utmost importance to them. It's
yes.
Their number one priority. So, okay, great. Well, we are just about out of time. So my last question to you, if you'd like to give me any last thoughts, what are you hoping will come out of this performance? You know, feelings, action, more performances?
I'll just say really fast that what I love about theater, and Donnie says this too a lot, and our other friend Marta Lestefka says this too, whereas there's something about theater and art, but live theater especially, it's, I mean, I don't want to sound trite, but it is a lot like church. There's so much healing that can come in live performance. And so I'm excited because that's the only way that I really know how to create art is in live performance. So I'm excited for the catharsis, just like Christine said, and the coming together that can come from it.
And there will be cookies.
There will be.
How about you, Christine? Any last thoughts?
I really want to say how proud I am of everybody who's been working on this project. And Shelley, I really want to thank you for being brave enough to talk about this on the radio, because, I mean, I don't think that everybody would be willing to talk about this subject on the radio. And so my biggest hope is that I say half of the battle sometimes in overcoming social justice issues are just talking about it. And so I just would really like to continue the conversation. And while this performance piece is really sort of a one-sided conversation where I'm just telling you what happened to me, my hope is that we all get together and continue to talk about this and how we can change it and get some togetherness out of it. There's probably a better word than that, but
yes, I love it. I think that's great. And I am very proud of all of you, too. I think you're incredibly brave. You are superstars. And I was very excited to interview you all today. And I think it went great.
I think so, too. Let's just not do the show.
No, let's just go on the radio and talk about it instead.
On that note, thank you so much, Allison Holtkamp, Donnie Gott, and Christine Carpenter. And have a great show on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.